Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 413, Be Your Own Valentine, by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Wednesday and a very happy Valentine's Day to you. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. So yes, it is Valentine's Day. My wife and I actually learned a while back that we don't bother with going out to a restaurant or really anywhere on Valentine's Day itself. It's just too crazy. So we usually spend some quiet time at home, and then we'll have our quote-unquote official Valentine's Day dinner 2 or 3 days after, when the crowds have kind of died down. So you may be wondering, what are you doing? Why are you recording your podcast on Valentine's Day? Go spend it with your loved ones. Well, that's why. That's my little trick. All right, let's hear what Ms. Fanouni has to say about Valentine's Day and start optimizing your life. Be Your Own Valentine by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. Dang, girl, you've got some big legs. That's what a complete stranger said to me not too long ago as I was walking on the beach in my neighborhood. To paint you a bit of a clearer picture, I was walking on the Venice Beach Walk at roughly 0700 hours, coffee in hand, LA brim pulled down low. Anyone that knows me is fully aware of how I like to spend my morning incognito, in quiet reflection and with plenty of coffee. Venice is an interesting and colorful place with many unofficial inhabitants. The man who called out to me was one such inhabitant, and to be fair, I'm completely accustomed to this type of behavior. I'm no stranger to the unique personality of Venice Beach. I turned to the guy and cheerfully replied, "Thank you." That's it. Just thank you. And I meant it too. I don't know if he meant it as a compliment or otherwise. I don't really have any way of knowing his intentions. But I didn't actually care. I embraced the comment with effortless exuberance. The truth is, I do have big legs. They're big and strong, and I'm not ashamed of them anymore. To be perfectly honest, if this happened to me a few years ago, I most likely would have experienced an internal meltdown. I haven't always been comfortable in my own skin, and I didn't always wear my Quadzilla badge with such immense pride. I had to learn how to practice self-love, how to accept and embrace and appreciate my body in order to take something like this as a compliment. Earlier this year, I wrote a blog post detailing my love-hate affair with my legs. When I shared that post, I received a lot of feedback. Many of you were happy to hear that you're not alone, and you're not. And even more of you took this as the impetus you needed to start embracing your body now, the motivation needed to start treating yourself like someone who deserves love and compassion over loathing and harsh judgment. Because you do deserve those things. You really and truly do. And I won't ever stop trying to convince you of that fact. The reality is, you don't have to hate your body or nitpick your perceived flaws in order to transform it. In fact, doing so will probably accomplish the exact opposite. When you love your body as is and truly believe that you are beautiful and worthy of love and belonging now, not minus 30 pounds from now, you're more likely to make sustainable life changes, thereby experiencing a lasting body transformation. You'll be motivated by love, which is a far more powerful and sustainable motivator than loathing and malcontent. We take care of the things we love, not the things we hate. Often when I talk about body love and acceptance, people misunderstand. They think accepting your body means resigning and giving up. They think if they accept their body, they won't have any motivation to exercise or eat nutritiously. They think that embracing their body as is means becoming complacent. Acceptance does not have to also mean resignation. Loving your body doesn't mean resigning and giving up or treating it like garbage, both physically and emotionally. Loving your body means that you will honor it, listen to it, and take care of it. You can look at yourself in the mirror and observe with love and compassion. You can be aware without judging. You can be honest and gentle without being harsh and self-loathing. This idea of being able to love your body and be motivated to change is called active acceptance, and it's where the magic happens. Active acceptance includes 1, recognizing reality and accepting it for what it is. 2, choosing to do something that is within your own power to change it. By using the word active, we are confronted with the choices we have based on our reality. Reality is you may want to lose 15 pounds, and that's okay. It really is okay to love yourself and love your body and still think, hey, I wouldn't mind being a bit leaner or stronger or healthier or whatever you prefer. The problem isn't wanting to change your body. The problem arises from the fuel with which you make those changes. When you fuel your body with love, you embark on a sustainable, gentle, successful path upon which you give yourself grace and resist feelings of shame. When you embark on a fitness journey out of self-loathing, you might initially see some results simply because of the fitness and diet changes you'll make, but you'll inevitably experience rebounds, yo-yo dieting, feelings of failure, overtraining, and exhaustion. Besides, how enjoyable can that journey possibly be? And isn't the point of all of this to find pleasure, enjoyment, and joy through the process? Through love and compassion, you can learn to appreciate every step of the process and enjoy the journey, as opposed to subjecting ourselves to a miserable and frustrated pursuit of fitness. The main difference when it comes to fitness and nutrition between loving your body and hating it is this: awareness over judgment, always. You can be aware of fat gained, water retention, cellulite, and so on without judging it. You can be aware of the state of your physique without allowing it to mean anything, without allowing it to dictate your worthiness, your mood, and your sense of self. When you allow awareness to eclipse judgment, you'll find active acceptance. That's where the ability to love your body now will begin to bloom. That's what I've learned on my journey, and it's why when some random guy shouts, "Dang girl, you've got some big legs," I'm left smiling instead of crying, empowered instead of powerless. And that's what I want for you: empowerment through strength, and the ability to embrace the fact that what you may think are flaws can actually turn out to be your biggest assets. But if you want self-love to bloom, you have to plant the seed. So here's my challenge to you. Today, be your own Valentine. Write yourself a love letter and list all of the things you love about yourself, physical and otherwise. You're beautiful, funny, witty, courageous, radiant, thoughtful, and loyal. Maybe you love your shoulders, your back, or your legs. Maybe you are just so completely in love with how powerful and strong you've become through your fitness endeavors. Write it down. Be genuine. And then, when you begin to feel as though you're slipping into harsh self-judgment, pull the note out and read it. I've done this exercise over and over again with clients, and in all of the self-love exercises I've tasked them with, this has been the most effective. This is a very powerful exercise, and while it might seem silly or trivial at first, you'll come to realize how much writing yourself a love letter can change the way you speak to and treat yourself. You might find this to be unbelievably difficult and uncomfortable, but I promise you, the discomfort is well worth the end result. By planting this seed, you'll become more confident, radiant, powerful, and driven. You'll learn, through practice, to train and eat because you love your body, not because you hate it. Embrace, nourish, praise, and honor your body, and it will change accordingly. Remember, the things we love thrive because of the love we give them. You just listened to the post titled, Be Your Own Valentine by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I always love reading Ms. Fanouni's post because, granted, it is from the female perspective, I find myself super motivated afterwards. I always believe that whatever she says can be applied to anyone. Remember that most of the thoughts we have, the internal dialogue that goes on in our minds every day, are negative. And so it's really unfortunate, but we kind of have to take the time and force ourselves to think positively about ourselves. We have to break out of that negative cycle. And this, writing down your positive traits, writing down what you love about yourself, is the perfect way to break out of that negative cycle. And notice, Ms. Fanouni didn't say, type out the things you love about yourself. She said, write it down. When we write things down, it changes our brain chemistry. It changes it in a good way. By writing things down, it makes it more real to us. It makes it more concrete. And hopefully then, we'll believe it more. Before I go, really quickly, I want to remind you, if you want to show some support for our podcasts, there are many ways to help out, both free and otherwise. You can come by oldpodcast.com/support to check those out. And really, the easiest thing you can do is simply share this show with someone today. That's one of the best ways you can support our podcasts. All right, can't believe it. That's 413 episodes down. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber and listening all the way to the end. I'll be back here tomorrow with a post from regular contributor Nerd Fitness and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.